Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Two drivers received the same rude message this morning on the highway between South Porcupine and Schumacher. You have to adjust to changing driving conditions this time of year. In separate incidents, each of the passenger vehicles ended up in the ditch. One was near the Bruce Y, the other near Ray Hill. Sergeant Tom Chippaha of the Timmins Police Traffic Section says there were no injuries. Two new COVID-19 cases in Timmins and one resolved brings the Porcupine Health Unit to four currently active out of 2,227 positive test results during the pandemic. The latest figures on testing and vaccination in the region are on our website. Today's provincial report indicates 378 new COVID-19 cases. 52% of them are in unvaccinated and partly vaccinated people, 37% in the fully vaccinated. Premier Doug Ford won't force Ontario hospital workers to get a COVID-19 vaccine. He says, having looked at the evidence, the government has decided to maintain its flexible approach by allowing individual hospitals to draw up their own policies. Ford adds, when the impact of the potential departure of tens of thousands of healthcare workers is weighed against the small number of active outbreaks in Ontario hospitals, he's not prepared to jeopardize the delivery of care to millions of Ontarians. New therapy could be on the way to help prevent the symptoms of COVID-19. AstraZeneca has asked Health Canada to approve the therapy that involves antibodies from donated B cells, a type of immune cell. The antibodies are taken from patients and used to help prevent serious illness. It would be the first treatment of its kind to be approved in Canada. Medical experts say the treatment is an important option for vulnerable populations who are unable to mount a protective response after being vaccinated. And finally, this hour in Timmins, the second Remembrance Day ceremony of the pandemic will resemble the one last November 11th. Leagues and Branch 88 Sergeant-at-Arms Andrea Villeneuve says there will be no parade and participants will gather at the cenotaph at Hollinger Park. She says last year the public was asked to stay away, but several people were there anyway. She remarks that that was wonderful because everyone maintained physical distancing. Villeneuve says there is nothing wrong with wanting to pay respects to military veterans.
Even if I wasn't part of the ceremony, I would be there. Absolutely. I think it's so important that we do come out to respect those that have served and are serving today.
All participants will have to wear masks during the 11 o'clock ceremony. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.